mics on, please?
Good evening. I'd like to call the October 17th meeting of the Volunteer Coordinating Committee to order at 6:01 PM. Has the city recorder noted attendance? Is there anyone in attendance who would like to provide public testimony to the Volunteer Coordinating Committee? This would be unrelated to your applications this evening. None? Okay. Could I have a motion for approval of the minutes? Or is there any discussion on
I have one correction. Marlene was sick and was not in attendance at the August meeting. It was Kim.
I'll second that if we're there.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Okay.
With the correction.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. We have two candidates this evening who have asked to have us move them along so that they can participate in homegrown theater rehearsal, which I think we can all support. So what we'll do is we'll have Julia and Jeff Sargent speak to us first. Julia, would you come forward, please? We'll somewhat go in the order, so we have budget committee. And I don't recall seeing you at one of these meetings before, so let me give you just what we're looking for.
Okay.
Is for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself. Okay. And why you'd like to be on the budget committee.
Okay. So I'm Julia Sargent. My husband and I moved to Kaiser about a year and a half ago from McMinnville. We've been looking for ways to get more involved in the community. And for me, the budget committee is a good fit. I've been involved in various areas of finance over the last 20 years, including nonprofits, for-profits, churches. I've been in bookkeeping and budget analysis. I did sales analysis for one of the largest wineries in Oregon. My previous job was a lot of budget analysis for the Health and Human Services Committee or Health and Human Services for Yamhill County. Right now, I work for Pentacle Theater, and part of my job is bookkeeping and budgeting. So I have a lot of experience in that. I don't know what else you want to know.
Okay. Questions? So if nobody else is going to go. So we have a member who isn't here, and she always asks, what brought you to Kaiser?
Oh, well, we loved McMinnville, but we decided we wanted to downsize. And so we sold our house, and we wanted to rent. And renting is not so easy now, and especially in McMinnville, it was very expensive. So we looked all over Salem and Kaiser, and we found a fabulous apartment in Kaiser and decided this is where we wanted to be.
Well, welcome. I think we'll be
Thank
able
you.
To put you to work.
Thank you.
And then I have one more question. I'm guessing you're familiar with fund accounting from working at Yamhill County?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's fund accounting is a very different concept, and many times people sit down at budget committee and say, why can't you pay for X or Y?
I know all about that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else?
How much did Linda Baker twist your arm?
Not a ton, although we're having a lot of fun in the current show we're in. Yeah, come see it. No, this is Sorry Wrong Number and The Hitchhiker. And so we have three more shows this weekend.
Okay. Yes. Well, you are free to go sit back down if you'd like. Would you like to trade with her?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so this is a little different than how we usually do it, but we're moving on to parks so that you two can get out the door, and then we'll continue our meeting.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
so much, committee, for the opportunity to address you and share my interests in and qualifications to serve on the Parks Advisory Board. Some of my fondest memories as a child are in the outdoors, fishing with my dad, camping and hiking with family, exploring the woods behind our home, and going to parks. And it's turned me into a lifelong conservationist. And so I appreciate the value of giving people of all ages the opportunity to connect with the natural world. So it's through that lens that I would look at serving on the Parks Advisory Board to help give people the opportunity to connect with the natural world, as well as, of course, recreational opportunities, participating in cultural events, walking the dog. I mean, in an urban environment, parks are the living rooms of a healthy community, the way I look at it. In terms of my qualifications, I have, in McMinnville, served on the Planning Commission, the Downtown Safety Task Force, co-chair of the Homeless Housing Advisory Committee. I'm a former federal employee and a nonprofit executive. I've served on several nonprofit boards and statewide associations. I volunteered for the Greater Yamhill Watershed Council, Rotary, Tice Park, the Airport Park. And just recently, I completed my classroom portion of the Oregon State University Master Naturalist Program, and just have to finish up some volunteer hours to get my certification. So I'm very committed to conservation and the outdoors. And so I'm happy to answer any further questions.
Questions?
I just have a curious question.
Yes.
Your current employer is Community Action Partnership of Oregon. What do you do there?
They are a statewide association serving local agencies like the Mid-Willamette Valley Community Action Agency. There are 18 of them, and I'm the office manager for that association. Yes.
Any others? No. Okay. Since the two of you will be exiting, I would guess that you'll probably get an email from Debbie to update you on how this event went. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
So good luck at rehearsal.
Appreciate Thank your time.
You so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay,
sorry for the deviation. We're going to continue on with Budget Committee. So we have another candidate for Budget Committee this evening. I don't know. Oh, perfect timing. I'm so sorry, sir, but could you come and sit in the hot seat? You will not be required to sing.
In trouble then.
There's no singing, I promise. Okay, so welcome. This is your first one of these meetings, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we just have you sit down, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you'd like to be on the Budget Committee, please.
Okay. So, like a little bit about myself personally or career?
Anything relevant, you don't have to share anything you don't want to share, and we might ask you why you want to do this or why you're in Kaiser.
Okay, sounds good. So I've lived in Kaiser for a few years now, and I love Kaiser. It's an amazing city, and I currently work as a project manager for the state, but I also work as a real estate agent, and part of my plugging of Kaiser is always to really have an awesome city. And so I had talked to the mayor some time ago and asked, like, how could I volunteer? And she pointed to the website and said, this is all the opportunities. So when I saw the budget, I felt like that could be my best contribution. So I applied for this one. I, as in my different roles throughout my career, I've had a lot of opportunity to work with budgets and craft them. Especially now, this minute as a project manager, part of the scope or part of the work is managing a budget. And of course, as goes with that. So it just felt like the best fit. I was going to sit down and prepare first.
Any questions?
You don't have to tell me what business or where, but what's the highest dollar amount of the budget that you've worked with?
About $1 million.
A million, you said? Okay.
No trouble committing to the time of attending the meetings with all that you sound like you have on your plate already?
I think part of the draw to this was that it wasn't like weekly, mm-hmm. you know, Tuesday nights. And so it's going to be fair enough, and it sounds like we'll probably, I'm assuming, do some homework off the side, and I can always manage my time through doing that in between.
So do you report to, you have assist counsel in HR, is that the city of Salem? On the bottom of your resume here, it has duties and assist counsel and HR. Where is that at?
That with your current? I'd have been at a previous position.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So just to clarify, the budget committee meets in the spring, mm-hmm. right? And they're all public meetings, a lot of fun, big fun. And I'm going to guess with your role as a PM for the state, you have some experience with fund accounting?
And somewhat.
Kind of the concept of different buckets for different things, right?
Yeah.
You're going to need that. It's going to come in handy.
Okay.
You're going to wish you had more buckets, too.
<I'm sure.
laughs> Or bigger buckets. Okay. Any other questions from the committee? No? Okay. You're off the hot seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on this one? No?
I move to close the nomination for budget committee. Oh, I got a cheat sheet. I move to close the nominations. Both candidates.
Mm-hmm.
This is second.
Okay, we have a motion to close the nominations and recommend the names of, I should have had you say, is it Ali Rasuli? Yes. And Julia Sargent to the budget committee. All those in favor?
Second.
She did, yeah.
I did.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay.
That easy.
Now we're going. Okay. Now we're going to continue with the Parks Advisory Board. And I'm just going to work my way through the names as they appeared on our agenda. And Bob Bush was not able to join us this evening, but there's an email from him in our packet. Okay. Tanya Hamilton? Is it Tanya? Did I get it right? Okay. Well, now you know the drill.
Yes, I do. Hello. I love the microphone, so I'm really excited to sit up in front of you guys. So I am Tanya Hamilton. I was on the Kaiser Parks Advisory Board back in 2014 before we rolled out the big toy work. Marlene and the commissioners did a fantastic job with that. But I did a lot of partnering with the schools and communication and pushing that, all of the flyers and different activities through the school at that point. But before I jump into the work that I did before, the reason why I'm here is I am a parent in this community, and we spend a significant amount of time in the Kaiser Parks because they're amazing. The Kaiser Parks workers do a phenomenal job of upkeep and things like that. And so I just want to be able to advocate and help grow the parks more than what we are doing now in ways that we can just hear what the community's needs are, not just for small children, but also of all ages. So that's my mission with being committed to this committee. We've lived in this community for over 11 years. My husband is a City of Kaiser Public Works worker. He's been there for the last 2 years. Prior to that, We did a lot of work with the community garden. So that used to be Rickman Community Garden over there by, that's something that myself and Marion Polk Food Share rolled out. Now it's Jerry and Peg Moore Community Garden. They did a phenomenal job and just elevated that community garden to the next step. So I'm really excited about that. So that's a little bit about me and why I'm committed to this work. Outside, regularly, I work at Family Building Blocks. So not only am I committed to young children in my family, but also the community's support. So Family Building Blocks provides parenting support for families that are struggling with a variety of different risk factors. One of the biggest connections that we make with those families are social connections. Community parks are where it's at. I mean, they're in our community, they're in our neighborhood, we find friends there, we connect and we grow and learn from each other. So it's all kind of tied back. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Questions?
So just want to confirm, you stepped away, but you do feel that you have time to make that commitment?
Yeah, I stepped away because I felt like it was a big investment with the big, I didn't do a whole lot of work, let's just be honest, but that was a big push. We did a parade and so I felt like I couldn't invest the time. And I think that's when I stepped away. Family Building Blocks, my role was a little bit different. Things have definitely changed over the last 5 years, and I feel I am in a place where I can commit the time. And I am really excited that the park has a budget, because when I was on the parks board, we had a matching grant, and there was a little budget compared to what there is available now. So that's another thing that I'm really excited about, is that we were maximizing those dollars before, which we'll continue to do if I'm on the Kaiser at Parks Board. But that's exciting. I mean, that's the breadth of that can go into our park. So I'm really excited about that opportunity to have a voice for our community.
Okay. Well, I've studied my packet. I checked your attendance, yay, and I don't have any.
I think
questions.
I missed one meeting.
We see it by percentage.
Oh, okay. So. Oh. Good percentage then.
Mm.
Okay, don't say anything then. Let's just go ahead and move on.
It's pretty good. I'm teasing.
Strike that. I'll put that in the notes.
Thank you so much.
No.
Okay, so next, Dylan Duran, could you join us? All right, you know the drill, right?
Yeah, I think so. So I'm Dylan Duran. I have been serving on the Parks Board for the last few years. Actually, I started just shortly before Tanya left, so she was a familiar face to see coming up, so I'm excited to maybe be getting to work again with her. I've really enjoyed my time serving on the Parks Board, and Tanya said a lot of really great things that I totally agree with. I'm excited to get to just serve the community and serve a resource for our community that I think is really important and really valuable. And I'm really close and sort of nearing the end of the adoption process. So we're excited to be able to spend a lot of time in the parks as parents. So, yeah.
Very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Questions?
What one thing do you think you've learned the most having sat on the board already?
Not that inspiring of a thing, but just how long it is for certain processes to take, and to see them, how to see those kinds of things through.
That was an honest one. That was good. Anything else? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, Mike, could you tell me how to say your last name?
Pantalone.
Oh, I should know that. Come join us up here, please.
Well, hi there. I'm Michael Pantalone. Wasn't too long ago I was here before this committee. And happy to be back again. I came in to serve the end of a term, so I didn't do a full term. I'm excited about the possibility of moving on and doing a full term this time through. And I was born in Portland, Oregon in 1962 to a military man. He loved the Northwest. He was from Philadelphia, so I think all the green was something that was pretty new to him over here. And he traveled around quite a bit, moved back to Kaiser in 1977, and have lived in this area, the Salem-Kaiser area, since then, actually buying a house, I think, in 98 in Kaiser, and actually living in Kaiser itself, and have bought a second house there now also. Over the years, I've done numerous things as far as volunteering. I was a reserve deputy sheriff with Marion County. I've done a lot of things in the Kaiser area. I was on the CERT program and have been involved in things around the city with the police department and the fire department. I try to make it to a lot of the things that they do. And I also have a special needs grandson. I work also in mental health, and so I work with developmentally disabled people and train staff and how to work with people. And so I kind of have a real desire to work with ADA compliance and making sure that we're able to have access to things. I noticed one thing I love about the big toy is the amount of access that there is there. And I think that there's room for growth and improvement throughout all of our parks so that people can enjoy the parks as much as possible.
Necessarily a question, but just congratulations on your attendance, 100%.
Thank you very much. I also, just to kind of toot my horn, I did come to a few meetings beforehand of the Parks Board just so I'd have an idea of what I was walking into and the idea, the subjects that we were working on. So,
excellent.
Thank you.
And I think it's great that you bring a different lens to look at access for our parks. I think that's great when we have people who have different backgrounds and you have that experience in your career. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Clay Rushton, would you like to join us? I believe you're quite familiar with the drill.
I have sat on both sides of this microphone, as many of you know. Enjoy serving in Kaiser. I actually did serve that, those of you that are not long-term members on the VCC committee. I was up there for about a year, so and enjoyed that. Worked under Laura Reed. I've also worked in Kaiser for about 12 years, serving with the MAC committee, Men of Action, which is not an official committee, but we get things done.
Sure.
In a manner that's just see an issue, get it done. Lived in Kaiser for 25 years. Owned a house, raised four kids, got two grandkids now that we enjoy the parks with. I have been to, I won't say all, but just a couple, two, three of the parks in Kaiser. There's 19, I believe, maybe 20. Is it 20, Matt? Let's see what else I wrote down here for notes. One of the things that we enjoy is using the parks for the many sports activities with both my wife, with the kids, the grandkids, everything from tennis, pickleball, basketball, of course, climbing and playing. But we look to, my goals are to grow what we already have, to make them nicer, more updated, more user-friendly. I, too, have been to a couple of parks board meetings, met actually also with Matt Lawyer, discuss some things and some of the needs that are coming up, and look forward to serving on that board. So.
Questions?
And what was my attendance?
I just need to ask. Your attendance was like 50% on the volunteer coordinate committee.
Really?
And maybe the parks is more appealing.
No, actually, whenever there was a, if I was gone, it was either. I was. The only ones I missed were vacation related. So, I'm pretty sure I don't think I ever just didn't show up. It's always let Debbie know that there is an issue.
Okay, because parks is pretty important. They're gonna want.
Oh, it was
so
never. It was never. Oh,
work.
Clay's not gonna show up. There was a conflict. That
okay. Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, and then we already had testimony from Jeff Sargent. So we've been down the list.
for all of the Parks Advisory Board. Now that we've heard from all the candidates, I would entertain a motion to close the nominations.
I'll move to close the nominations.
Second.
No, because we have to vote.
Got it. Okay.
So.
So.
So take your yellow. It's yellow. We're gonna have to do it one at a time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one is for position number one. That was the position of Zyra Marin Flores. Flores Marin was in.
Oh, so we have to do them separately.
These go to December of 22.
For one person right now.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
These go. Let's see. Where is that? Yes.
Expires 12/22.
Offer any guidance as to sequence at all?
Well, that's why, hold on, I want to check one thing. Actually, the first three expire on 2020. Yes, 22. And that's the okay, yeah, we're good. That's why I told you the position. So, because so Zyra was position number one mm-hmm. before, and Dylan was. On your summary page.
Okay.
Right.
No, Mike was number two and Dylan was three.
So you're not going to vote for Mike or Dylan right now.
So if you're, yeah, so I would, if you're thinking you want to vote for them for their positions, then you
got
would
it.
Not choose them for
okay.
position number one.
Got I
it.
Got you.
Okay, got it.
Cool.
Okay. I think
hold
I got
on,
it.
It's kind of hard. I couldn't figure out how to do it, the best way to do it.
Okay.
And then I take them and then I read them all?
Yes.
Yes, you read them and you tell me who they are.
Time? Do I tell you? Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, you just say it. I'm not going to keep track of who they are. You can just say it.
Okay.
Just say who the votes are.
Okay. I have 3 votes for Tanya Hamilton.
Wait. No, you need to tell me who it is.
Oh, I do need to. Okay. Okay. Sarah Head voted for Tanya Hamilton. Laura Anson voted for Tanya Hamilton. Robin Wilson voted for Tanya Hamilton. Larry Jackson voted for Clay Rushton.
Okay, so Tanya Hamilton is for position number one.
Okay.
Somebody want to write that down for your motion? Maybe oh. Motion in a little while.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so now you go on to number two.
Dylan is in right
now. Okay.
Which is Dylan. No, it is Mike.
It's three.
Mike. Though you are free to vote for anyone that you choose in any random order. Okay. Are you ready, Debbie?
I am.
Robin Wilson, Mike Pantalone. Larry Jackson, Mike Pantalone. Laura Anson, Mike Pantalone. Sarah Head, Mike Pantalone. Okay, somebody wrote that down?
I
did. Okay, now position number three. Thank you. Okay. Ready, Debbie?
Yeah, I am.
Sarah Head for Dylan Duran, Laura Anson for Dylan Duran, Larry Jackson for Dylan Duran. Robin Wilson for Clay Rushton. Correct. 4 just for sequence.
Position is position number 4.
And this is position goes to December of 20, the end of next year.
It is someone has resignation.
Okay.
And like these two positions that we're doing now were from resignation.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
But one, position 7 goes to 2021.
So 4
and
7.
Right.
Okay.
Ed Clay Rushton, Laura Anson Clay Rushton, Larry Jackson, Jeff Sargent, Robin Wilson, Clay Rushton.
That was correct. Position four.
Purple paper. Now we're on position number 7, which is a white piece of paper. All 4 votes went to Jeff Sargent. Can I say it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
7. Position 7. Do we have a motion?
Okay, I'm going to move to recommend to the City Council the appointments of Tanya Hamilton, position number 2 on the Parks Board. Mike Petalone, Tanya's one. Mike Petalone, position number 3.
Two.
Dylan's number 3. Dylan Duran, position number 3. Clay Rushton, position number 4, and Jeff Sargent, position number 7, on the Parks Advisory Board.
I second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much to everyone who came tonight and testified. You will get notification from Debbie about when the names will go to City Council so that you could attend that meeting too if you would like. Any questions on that? No, many of you have done it before. Okay.
I have one question for Debbie.
Okay, you can ask questions.
You said you got an email from Bob Bush. Was he stepping down?
No.
Did he move his? I misunderstood that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now that we've gotten that big one out of the way, Lorene Moore, you knew. You read my mind.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi.
Good evening. So as she said, my name is Lorene Moore. I am interested in the Points of Interest Committee. I was looking for a way to serve. I've lived in Kaiser literally my whole life. I have family a whole 48 years. But still, I feel I've seen the changes that this city has gone through. I remember when there was a Kaiser movie theater where the now Ford dealership was. I can remember being able to cross Cherry Avenue without having to look both ways. So when I was looking at a way that I could serve, I thought this was probably where I could serve better because I have been around and seen all of the changes and excited for the additional changes that are coming to Kaiser. On a personal note, I work for the Oregon National Guard as a contractor with youth development and just really feel like not only being able to see many, many areas, I travel the whole state. It is always so nice to come home to Kaiser. It is truly my home.
Questions? Could you tell me what work are you looking forward to doing on the committee, being part of?
I think just being a part of all of the changes and helping other people outside of Kaiser to see the beauty that's in Kaiser and all the difference and what we can improve upon, but also I think Kaiser has so much to offer that I think a lot of people don't understand.
Don't tell too many
people. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Are you guys good? Okay. Thank you so much.
And both those positions go to November of 22.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to move Lorraine Moore's name forward to the City Council for appointment to Points of Interest Committee.
Sure.
Yeah.
And a position number?
One.
Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Then we will put forth your name. Congratulations. Let's go on to the next one. Okay. Traffic Safety and Byways Committee. Hirsch Sangster, would you like to join us? I believe you know how this is done. We should always make people who have done it before go first. That should be the system.
Well, it's always new people. I'm Hirsch Sangster, and I am a longtime bike and pedestrian advocate in Kaiser. I've been on the committee for several years, and I'm one of the original members of the Bike Ways Committee before it was merged. And I have been chair of both committees at one time or another. I'm a smart cycling and safe routes to school certified instructor. And I don't know how many hundreds of bike skills fairs that I've been involved in over the years. I'm a League of American Bicyclists member and certified. I'm on the ODOT Bike and Pedestrian Advisory Committee and the Safe Routes to School Active Transportation Committee. Past experience, I was involved at McNary High School through the Booster Club, the LSAC or the PTA for years before my kids finally graduated. And I was a transit commissioner, and I've been chair up till this last year of the Salem-Kaiser Transit Budget Committee. I was the chair. I've been on the City of Kaiser Planning Commission up till last year. My term ran out, and I was also chair of that. I'm really excited to continue on with the traffic safety in that we've done a lot of things in getting things moved ahead, looking at the revitalization plan, giving input, as well as giving input on some of the projects. Some of the projects we were able to give input on and turned out rather well, the roundabout as far as how bicycles and pedestrians were able to access that safely. The bike repair stand out here, we were able to get monies put out the bike repair stand, and it's been highly used with virtually no vandalism. One of the big things that, one of the big reasons I want to stay on is that I've been on a committee with Safe Routes to School in the Council of Governments, and there is, between the Salem-Kaiser Transit Council of Governments, have funded a position within the Salem-Kaiser School District for a Safe Routes to School coordinator embedded in the schools. And we've put in a bug to include one or two of the Kaiser Elementary, specifically Cummings and Kennedy. And we've already, the committee already has a partnership with Kennedy. I gotta tell you the story about Kennedy. This last May, one of the teachers, Megan Lamb, thought she would have a bike skills event and kind of a bike scoot in for the neighborhood in the community. Well, she scheduled it on the Friday of Iris Festival. And I said, well, we'll help. But I said, I don't think there's any going to be many people show up. But, you know, first time. There was 250 to 300 parents and kids showed up. Nobody was at the fun park. They were at Kennedy. And what I thought was going to be a little ride around the neighborhood with maybe 10 or 12 kids turned out to be hundreds of kids. Officer Wampler from Kaiser Police helped do some impromptu blocking of traffic, which was minimal, but it was a great event. We got a commitment from the principal that Kennedy is a helmet zone. If you ride a bike, you have to have a helmet. And as part of the helmet program here in Kaiser, we've partnered with them to make sure that every kid at Kennedy has a helmet. And with the Safe Routes to School coordinator coming in, we'll be able to possibly do even more with the committee providing some volunteer services. So I'm really excited about that coming probably around the first of the year. I've lived in, Grandpa came to Kaiser in 1926.
I knew you didn't get here last year.
Yeah. Class is 72 for McNary. I'm also working with McNary to replace the bike rack. That bike rack at McNary is the same one I used when I went there. And so as soon as their major project, we'll get a rack and use the Seat Tech Center, because they're building some of the best racks around.
They are building some cool stuff.
Yes, they are.
Pretty familiar with that. Okay, any questions for him? We should be able to torture him.
Yeah, come on, torture.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, then, Stephen Wolf. Welcome, thank you for coming.
Thank you. My name is Steve Wolf. I appreciate the members of the committee considering my candidacy for the Bikeways, Pedestrians and Traffic Safety Committee. I am not only a native Oregonian, but this is sort of my original stomping grounds. I was born in Salem, grew up in Almsville, and have lived in Kaiser for the last 35 plus years. Until my retirement earlier this year, I'd spent the last 20 years at the Oregon Department of Justice, first as an assistant attorney general, then as attorney in charge of one of the sections there, and ultimately as chief counsel of the general counsel division. I retired not because the work wasn't interesting, but because I wanted to spend more time with my bikes, guitars, and books, but also to have more opportunity for community involvement. I'm an enthusiastic, longtime enthusiastic bicyclist, both recreationally. I've participated in the last 12 Cycle Oregons, and also as a commuter during the 23 plus years up to my retirement that I worked in downtown Salem. I bike commuted, rain or shine, to work, and always appreciated having a reasonably safe and secure route to ride to and from work, including the multi-use path along the Salem Parkway. I'm not, as you might infer from that, my principal interest is in the bicycling component of the committee's work, but also all of the components of the work are of interest to me. I think pedestrians' safety is not only pedestrian safety, but having a pedestrian-friendly environment is important to a thriving city center and development of city resources. And I think the friendlier it can be for pedestrians, the better. And as a motorist, also keenly interested in not running into other motorists or pedestrians or bicyclists. So being able to contribute to that work is very exciting to me. Kathy Lincoln, who is on the Traffic Safety Committee currently, was a longtime friend and colleague at DOJ, and she encouraged me to apply for this. It sounded like a great opportunity. So I'm really, really excited about the possibility of doing this.
Great. Questions for him?
Are there any areas in Kaiser right now that you see would have there's an issue with that you'd like to address right off the bat? Or?
Well, I think most of River Road is difficult for cyclists. I think, you know, finding routes around that is necessary but not always easy. And so I think work that could be done to make River Road more, again, both pedestrian and bicycle friendly would be a boon to the community.
I would say with your background, I would definitely like to put you on a committee. I don't know that this is the one I would have chosen, but, you know, it's about what you want to do in your retirement, so.
It's a start.
Yes, it's a start. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
I lost my voice.
There are three openings, but one of them is a resignation, and so I would suggest that the first two positions are the ones that are the longest and the most appropriate to fill at this time, and we'll continue recruiting for the resignation.
Make a motion to move Hirsch Stengstrom's and Stephen Wolf name to City Council for appointment to the Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian.
Second. Are we good? Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. So we will put forth those names for the Traffic Safety, Bikeways, and Pedestrian Committee, and we'll move on to the Stormwater Advisory Committee.
And Mark's not here. Did you get an email from Mark?
Yes, it was in your packet. Y'all had an email. He had a long-time planned trip.
Right.
The Stormwater Committee is probably only going to go about four more months before it completes its task.
Hopefully.
So, and I told him that it probably...
And I'm on that committee, too. So.
That everybody knew him well, and we know he'll show up.
And he's the chair. Please put him back on.
I find his work satisfactory.
Thank you.
So do we
just need to still approve to recommend to
So I move to recommend to the City Council the appointment of Mark Collier for the Stormwater Advisory Committee.
Second.
All those in favor of putting forth Mark Collier's name for the Stormwater Advisory Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously, so we'll take care of that one also. That is all the committees for this evening. We have made it. Other business on our agenda. Staff will continue to recruit. Any updates on that you want to tell us?
So we have still the one opening on the points of interest and one opening on traffic safety. This recruitment I did a little bit early. And I did that on purpose because I figured November and December were busy times for everyone. And so I think my recruitment, I will continue for those two committees, but not interview them until January. If that's okay with the committee, then we can have the next 2 months off.
Okay. I think because November 21st, that's...
Right, and the same with December.
Yeah, so people are traveling and stuff. Okay. Unless you get a whole bunch of people that are just beating down the door.
Yes, that can't make it in January.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments or agenda items? No. Okay, I have something. Debbie, I would like to see us remove date of birth from the applications. I'm not comfortable carrying around people's name, address, and date of birth, and it's on the paper.
These are not posted on the internet, though. I just wanted you to know.
Okay.
All the other committee agendas are, but I feel like there's too much personal information on
Great.
These. So you are the only people who see these.
Okay. Okay, that makes me feel better. I'm trained to be nervous about that. Okay. That's it? All right. Meeting adjourned at 6:51. Thank you.
See you in January.
All right.
All right.
Turn these off.
Yeah,
so
I'm not yelling at you.
Oh, okay. No, we'll see you guys.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
on
Marley.
Your
might not be a baby.
Oh, it's a child. I work with a lady who calls her 26-year-old a baby.
My baby just got married. He's going to be.
6:30.
Get them all.